Now, the rest of the story. There is a place on Earth where abortion, terminating a human pregnancy, has always been morally acceptable, medically ethical, religiously inconsequential, and completely legal. And for the next 4 minutes, I'm taking you there. A doctor who lives there reports that more than one half of the human family dies before it's born, that probably 3/4 of that number are the result of abortion by intent. Now, that would be 75% of all babies not carried to term, intentionally aborted. Another physician insists that a fetus has no volition, no mental or soul life until its lungs are expanded at birth. So if only for that reason, he has no problem with abortion. Even though his view on the subject does not truly express his culture's perspective, for in his country, a fetus is generally considered a nonentity until its physical movement becomes apparent, either to the mother or to her doctor. They call this point at which life is at least suggested, they call that quickening. Before a fetus has quickened, it might as well not exist, even though a woman has otherwise good reason to suspect that she is pregnant. There, society has always been liberal when it comes to abortion, and even more so after the turn of the century. Auto-abortion was widely practiced. The information regarding auto-abortion is widely available in books and journals and magazines. Such literature even describes vividly, if it does not outwardly condone, methods of terminating a late pregnancy. The most widely read home medical guide goes so far as to list violent exercise and lifting weights and extensive stretching and jumping and falling or striking the stomach with great force. In literature which might be accessible to young children, methods are discussed. In such cases, pregnancy might be described as nothing more than a common cold. Abortion methods practiced are widely various. There is surgery, of course, dilation of the cervix, and so on. But there is an electric shock method as well. And there are internal medications for abortion. In fact, abortion preparations, either oral or intrauterine, comprise the foundation of a vast pharmaceutical industry. Entire drug businesses, completely legitimate businesses, are based on nothing else but abortion. And in hospitals, midwives are taught, they are formally taught in classes, how to perform abortions. Not only are there abortionist doctors whose livelihood relies on little else, but abortion is one of the very first specialties in that nation's entire medical history. Abortion, mind you, was a medical specialty. There, women of practically all ages may discuss such matters as terminating a pregnancy with their local druggists. They can talk about it to the druggist without the slightest sense of shame. Now, the place you have just heard described is nowhere to which you could move, for that place is on the pages of history. It no longer exists. That place is as we were before the turn of this century. That's right, the place where abortion was morally acceptable, medically ethical, religiously inconsequential, and completely legal was 19th century United States of America. And now you know the rest of the story.